Blog Talk Radio.
Hollis, your host, and this is the Next Chapter Widow Ministry talk show. The purpose of our ministry is to embrace widows and to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. And our scripture read, honor widows that are widows indeed, coming from 1 Timothy 5:3. I hope that you all enjoying your summer so far. It's almost over. Last month it was June, and now tomorrow will be July. It's so amazing how time is just flying by. So enjoy your summer now, because when you turn around, it won't be here. Our reading tonight will be about trust. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Because if we try, most of the time we won't be able to figure it out. So the best thing that we can do is trust in the Lord with all our hearts and lean not to your own understanding, which is coming from Proverbs 3:5. And I also be reading verses from other chapters as well. Yes, you must place your trust in God, and He will definitely see you through. As for me, I watch in hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. That's Micah 7:7. This world is teeming with superstitious and strange intervention in which people put their trust when planning for the future. Many are convinced that their lives are ruled by the stars, yet others seek advice and guidance from fortune tellers. And then there are those who don't dare to do business on Friday the 13th. Once upon a time, I was like that, Friday the 13th, but now I look for good things to happen on Friday the 13th, asking God to give me divine order so I don't concentrate on those superstitions about Friday the 13th anymore. These methods, regardless of how appealing they appear on the surface, are not trustworthy. Whenever we have to deal with the unknown, there is always the fear of insecurity, of failure. There is only one way to which you can go through life with confidence, and that is through faith in God. Yes, you will still experience trouble and problems when they do come. You will have to just deal with them without doubt. In your darkest moment, remember that Jesus tells you what he told his disciples. In this world, you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world, coming from John 16:33. This trust in Christ overcomes all superstitions and offer you peace that passes all understanding. Everything is possible for him who believes. That's Mark 9:23. Having strong faith is very powerful. Nothing is impossible when faith is strong. History is stunned with events that were regarded as impossible at the time. But because someone refused to accept the situation, the impossible becomes possible. It is the person who refuses to accept public opinion who breaks through the barrier and achieves success. To have a faith that requires your total trust, a faith you are willing to make any sacrifice for, is to have a treasure of immeasurable value. Then you know the answer to the question as, what is the meaning of life? Or why was I born? The power of faith is dynamic. Faith that has a wrong goal, it is tremendously powerful and can cause immeasurable damage to you and those around you. When you uphold a noble faith that inspires you, the world around you will be enriched by it. When your faith in God is a compassionate conviction and his presence becomes the motivating influence in your life, you will look at life from a totally different perspective. When will you live creatively and victoriously? Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your understanding. Yes, we are going through a lot in this world now, and we must trust him, because the things that are happening in this world, I'm sure you don't understand it, but we have to trust and believe in God to get us through these things. There's a lot of things that are happening that we don't agree with. And we're going to see more of it. It's not going to stop. So we must be strong and get ourselves strong in the Word and the Lord, because there are more coming at us. The enemy is out there to destroy our faith in God and get us weak and confused by what's going on in this crazy world. Trust when you pray. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. That's coming from John 4:2-3. One of the most common laments we hear is, God doesn't answer my prayer. Some people believe this is God's punishment for their iniquity. True prayer is a personal experience, the presence of the living Christ in the quiet times and right through the day. It is the joyous assurance that the Lord keeps his promise and that he lives in you and you in him. such prayer becomes a faith exercise that teaches you that as you lay your request before him, he will give you what you need according to your wisdom, and you will learn to recognize and accept his answers. When your faith in Jesus Christ is strong enough to make this commitment to him, you can rest assured that he will give you what is best for you. Gratefully accept his will and then experience his perfect peace in your heart. Many times we do not want to accept his will because it's not what we really want in life. There are things that we want to do, our desire in our hearts, and it's not always God's will. But as it say here, you can rest assured that he will give you what is best for you. So for us to stay out of trouble and not making the wrong decision or going the wrong direction, we should seek and accept what God has for us to do. We should believe without seeing. Therefore, we are always confident. We live by faith and not by sight. That's 2 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, 6, 7. Yes, we must live by faith and not by sight. When you battle with difficulties or disappointments, or have to make decisions, do you trust God sufficiently to place yourself and your future unconditionally in his hands? Think about that. We put our trust in God sometimes, but not always. I know that we are human, and sometimes we get weak. But just knowing that if you want the best to happen, we must trust God and his will. Another question. Because we do not see everything, we cannot see everything that's going to happen in the future. Just like if someone blindfolds you and you are in a building, a house that you've never been in before, you can't see where you're going. You don't know what door is going to open, what hallway to walk down, what steps to go down. But if you had to get out of that house, you're going to have enough faith that you're going to touch the walls, you're going to hold walking down the steps, or feeling knobs. You're going to be doing all these things because you're going to have faith that you're going to get to one location in that house to another, and hopefully that you'll be able to get out of it. But we do not have faith. We cannot see beyond that. But we have faith in God. We have faith in ourselves to be able to get from one place to the other in that house. Just like we have faith that we can do that, we must have greater faith in God that once we get through there, he will be guiding us. He will be protecting us. He will be there for us. So we just have to have faith when we get to a certain point that God is going to be there for us. There's so many things happening in this world, and it's scary. But we must continue to keep walking and doing things just like we are, and knowing that God will always be there for us and our families. Things can still happen, but God can still protect us in that situation. So keep the faith, because your faith needs to get stronger to deal with what's happening, what's going to be happening in the future. Because the time is near, and you see how things, each and every day, that things are happening more and more. So we must get ready and get our faith together in God, and knowing that every step of the way, even though things may happen to our family, our friends, and ourselves, we must have faith to move on forward during difficult and disappointing times. Jesus came to earth to confirm that God loves us unconditionally. He cares, he helps, and compassions are unquestionable. And if you are sure of this, then you will be assured that Christ will not allow anything that will harm you to come your way. He wants what is best for you. With assurance, you can trust God unconditionally. His love is unconditionally. And in everything you undertake, he's right there by your side. He said he will never leave us or forsake us. To assure peace of mind, place yourself, your plans, and your problems in the hands of the Savior. Discuss your problems with him, your secret fears, our important decision with him in prayer. Remember, you are talking to someone who cares. He has given you grace and mercy, and even call you his friend. He will guide you through his spirit and take you to the place where you experience peace and tranquility. Have faith that good can come out of your situation. Now, I think I've talked about this before. How can good come out of the death of your spouse? Some of you have been a widower for quite some time, so you've experienced the moments of crying and going through all the different changes. And some of you are new to all of this. And I know the others who have been a widow for a long period of time have questioned this in the past. And you're questioning these things now. How can good come out of the loss of my husband? Well, I'll tell you my good. I don't know about your good and what God has in store for you, but I can tell you the good in my loss. You ready to hear that? Well, the good is many of you, and I have ministered to over 100 widows. Sheila and I have had this ministry together going on the 12th year. And I have had testimony, personal testimony, from many of you, and really the majority of you, have told me that the next chapter widow ministry has been a blessing to you in some way, in different ways. So if this ministry is helping you to get through your loss, just like our purpose is to exemplify love to widows through regular encouragement and information about the many decisions of the first 3 years. So if the answer to that is saying that this has happened for you and has helped you, this is a good thing, isn't it? It's a good thing that there's someone and there are people in this ministry that has helped you to get through where you are and giving you words of encouragement, that hug that you need, something that you have gone through, that you have heard, that you have done. That's the good that can come out of the death of your husband. That's my good. He showed me that he will never leave me or forsake me. He has been there for me and my children from the beginning. I mean, the very beginning. This past June, it was 24 years my husband passed. He has not, we have not skipped a beat. We have not gone hungry. My kids have graduated from high school, colleges, got great jobs. That's the good in this. He said he will never leave you or forsake you. He's shown me just that. I know some of you, maybe this has not even been, it's been 2 years, it has been 3 years, and you say, how can good come out of this? I can't see it, Mary, but I can tell you, I see the good in it because I know what he's done for me to be here on this air every Tuesday night. Tonight I got a little frustrated because once again this computer was acting crazy. Even my phone, I got my phone all set up and that stopped working. I said, you know, I got a little disgusting. But I know I have a purpose in life. And the good in it is trying to encourage someone. Because I know people have been there for me and encouraged me. So that's the good in this for me. That's the answer for me. I don't know what the good is going to be for you, but I know that's the good in it for me. And it's satisfying. It's rewarding. It's encouraging for me to be on this air for you. So that's the good. Yes, I sacrificed the years and to do his will. But I am blessed and I'm happy. Yes, sometimes I get a little weak and weary. But that's the good. And that's the faith that you got to keep on going on. You got to believe that there's going to be good coming out of this in your life. You're going to see how something that you've been wanting to do for years, you're going to replace it with that grief and that sorrow and that weakness and that crying. And it's going to fulfill those needs that you think that you can't receive right now or you don't have. So just knowing that, trusting the Lord with all of your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's Proverbs 3:5. And that is my word for tonight. Trust and have faith in him because he will get you through. He's the only one. We can be there to encourage you, but sometimes we might not be there. But you can always trust the Heavenly Father to always be there, comforting you, protecting you, guiding you, seeing you through. Because we must be strong in the Lord to get through the rest of the time until the time comes that he will come back to earth. Because there is a whole lot of stuff going on that it's not all good. And we're going to question it, and it's going to ache our hearts because what we see and what we hear and what's going to be happening. And like I said, we're going to have more trial and tribulation. And we got to be strong to deal with those things. So read your word, be prayerful, and trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. That's the end of our message for tonight. Excuse me. I do have some announcements. We are not having any meeting this month because this is sabbatical. I wanted to also try not to have the talk show every night, every Tuesday night this month, but Sheila and I will discuss that And then we'll get back to you whether we're going to have it for every Tuesday in the month of July. The Greater Piney Grove Baptist Church, we have sabbatical in the month of July. And there's lots of things that Sheila and I are going to have to do in preparing for several things, the anniversary, the book, and some other things that we want to do. But I also am trying to get some speakers on for the rest of the month, and I'm trying my best to get one for each night. So just look for an email, a text or something soon, and then you can spread that to others who are in other states that we don't have information on what's going to happen. But most likely we're going to be on the air every Tuesday night. I am, you know, a lot of people are vacation this month of July, too. So whenever, wherever you are, you can always dial this number and be able to tune in. Majority of places, not, I won't say, out of the country or whatever, might be very difficult for that. But if you're in the United States, you can all, even though that you're in a family reunion or wherever you are, you can always tune in. And I'm going to try to really have some guest speakers coming on the air during the month of July and just giving you some other food for thoughts and that some things that you can maybe do differently that you can that will help you. And I think one Tuesday out of this month, I'm going to get a list of people that you can talk about, different people that you can use to do different things into your home, you know, home improvement, pressure washing, electrician, or whatever. I think I'm going to have that at the last Tuesday of the month. So tune in to hear about different services. I might even have one of the handyman on the phone, or someone on the phone that can answer, someone that does lawn care or whatever, that will be helpful to you. And we're going to also put that into a pamphlet or something that we can give out to you, especially when we get a new widows, because I'm sure sometimes their husband have done it for them, for you. And then now you have to be in charge of those things. But let me see if there's any other announcement that I have. We had a great time. We always talk about the time that we had in Memphis. We also went bowling. A few of us went bowling last week, Two Stars and Strike. I put a picture on the Next Chapter Facebook, so just, you know, a small amount of us that went there. We had a great time anyway. And maybe later on, maybe another time that we can get a larger group. And I think that is it I can think of. But that is the end of the show for tonight. I hope that you've been blessed. And have a happy and wonderful 4th of July. Be safe. Be careful on the road. I will be traveling some of the days of the holiday. And if you are, just we all be careful and be prayerful and just have a great time with your family, friends. Just be blessed and tune in again next week, same time, 10 to 10:30 p.m. every Tuesday, and share this with others, and I hope that you were blessed tonight with this message. Have a great night. Thank you.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Life is filled with so many ups and downs. Have you ever been there? One day is smiling, the next day is fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired.
can get.
No sleep at night.
And now.
You may be asking, cause you never imagined, how could this be God? It cannot be God. I can only tell you what He told me.
He told me. This is what He told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will.
Get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just wait through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows. Everyone who will leave you is led away. Don't let them stay.
They didn't deserve you.
Didn't see it coming. And now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. Can only tell you what He told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pain.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through
it. Don't let this be the end for you.
God only allowed it because He knew you could survive it. So
live.